Blog Talk Radio.
When you're threatened by a stranger, when it looks like you will take a licking, there is someone waiting who will hurry up and rescue you. Just call for Super Chicken.
Welcome to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, sponsored by Night Guard Solar, your guaranteed solar power protection against nighttime predators. Visit them online at nightguard.com. That's NITEGUARD.com. My name is Andy Schneider, but most know me as the Chicken Whisperer. My co-host is poultry advocate and author Pat Foreman. Today is Saturday, March 27th, and I'd like to thank all of you for tuning in this afternoon on Blog Talk Radio. This is a live radio show that is broadcast around the world. This radio show is all about keeping backyard poultry and living a self-sufficient lifestyle. You can follow the Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer radio show 24 hours on our website, chickenwhisperer.net. That's chickenwhisperer.net. From there, you can follow us on Twitter, become a fan on Facebook, and visit our blog. Also there, almost forgot, you can sign up for our monthly newsletter called The Chicken Scratch, chock full of information, tour stops, where we're going to be, where you can come out and enjoy the show, get a two-hour class on raising backyard poultry and all that good stuff. So make sure to sign up for our monthly newsletter also there at chickenwhisperer.net. If you're listening live today on Blog Talk Radio, I invite you to join the live chicken chat that's going on right now. You can talk with other backyard poultry with the Chicken Whisperer fans and other chicken owners from around the country. You can also ask any questions you may have for our special guests when we have them on. All you have to do is click on the Chat Now button homepage at Blog Talk Radio. Take a moment to register, and then you can get your own unique, fun, and creative screen at Blog Talk Radio. And come on in and chat, sit a spell, make some new friends all across this great land. Talk about the great hobby and lifestyle we have of raising backyard poultry and living a self-sufficient lifestyle. Also want to invite you to mark this radio show as a favorite and request to be on our friends list at Blog Talk Radio. Hope you'll take a moment to do this today. And again, I want to thank you all for listening to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer special Saturday show at Anderson's Feed and Seed in Statesboro, Georgia. Of course, sponsored by Night Guard Solar. Visit them online at nightguard.com, NITEGUARD.com. All righty, thank you very much for joining us today. It is, again, another episode of Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, and this is a special live on-site, on-location radio show from Statesboro, Georgia. We packed up from St. Louis, Atlanta, state of Texas, and now we're in South Georgia, just outside of Savannah, just outside of Tybee Island. Right here in the home of Georgia Southern University, right here in Statesboro, Georgia, we are live broadcasting from Purina Mills, Better Animals dealer, Anderson's General Store. Now, those of you who have been following the show for a long time, we broadcast live here at this location. I believe it was back in September this past year. Had a great time, had a great turnout for the radio show and the class. They're getting started with backyard poultry class, so they've invited us back. And here we are. They are kicking off their Chick Days event here at Anderson's. We have a huge water trough. That thing, Jen, must be eight feet across? It is absolutely awesome. Must be 100 or so chicks in there. Got the heat lamps going on, the netting so they don't fly out. I think it's a little hot for them. Got the Purina's start and grow down in there for them, and the waterer. So they've got a really great setup here for their Chick Days event. And it looks like they got a chicken tractor out here and all the Purina products, including the 5-pound bag of Flock Raiser, the 25-pound start and grow, the big bag, 50-pound bags of start and grow. So they are ready. They got the waterers, the feeders, the heat lamps, the brooders, you name it. They got it here. I see a bunch of flock block over there, which is great. So they're geared up for Chick Days, which is tis the season all over the country here with the Purina Chick Days program. And so everybody's wanting to get in line and get those baby chicks in their backyard because of all the benefits that have to that come along with keeping backyard poultry. So that's what we're doing today, broadcasting live from Anderson's General Store, Purina Mills Better Animal Dealer. I'm looking outside the door right now. We're just in the door set up with a couple of tables. We've got a table full of free informational items from a lot of our sponsors. Christine Heinrich's book, How to Raise Chickens, How to Raise Poultry. The great folks at USD APHIS has provided us with about 25 CDs on biosecurity. Well, we got things from Oakwood Game Farm. We've got some calendars from USDA, McMurray Hatchery, GQF catalogs. Got a lot of night guard information and pamphlets. In fact, we've got a night guard we're giving away today. We've got pins from Cackle Hatchery. Let's see what else we got down there, Jane. I'm trying to look at the end of it. There's things from backyardchickens.com. Tons and tons of things for our sponsors and giveaways, pamphlets, brochures, informational guides down there. That they looks like we got some things from horizonstructures.com, idealpoultry.com. I'm just looking down the list here of all the great things we have. And we've got some great prizes we're going to give away. We've got a Night Guard solar unit. We've got a book from Christine Heinrich, How to Raise Chickens. And we've got some beautiful, beautiful prints of some Dorkings and some other heritage breeds and history that go along with the bird. Those are for our tougher trivia questions today for our event. Again, here at here at Anderson's General Store. I've got my wonderful better half. I was telling folks, I think I may have said this on the air a couple of days ago, but we were up in when we were in St. Louis. Man, we had over 300 people, well over 300 people show up for that event. It was exciting. We had tons and tons of fun. But up there, I was telling folks, somebody was introducing a part of their team, and they said, you know, the good old saying, behind every great man, there's a great woman. Well, you know, I don't consider myself a great man, but I'll tell you, if that's the case, I've got a great woman that's not behind me and not even next to me, but she's in of me because I couldn't do it without my wonderful wife, Jen. Most of you know her as Teacher Jen, and so she helps me so much. She was setting up the table, helping me. I just couldn't do it alone. I could not be on the road with everything that is involved in setting this radio show up on the road and the events, the classes, without her. So wonderful. Hello, Grape Eggs. Thank you very much for tuning in. Let's see who we got in the chat room today. We got Thy Rooster. Thank you. Hadn't seen you in the chat room in a while. I know it's a special Saturday show. Maybe on Saturdays it's a little easier for you to tune in. Thank you very much for joining us. BYP386, who just disappeared. Maybe she got, maybe they got booted. We've got Chicks and Ducks, etc. There she's back. BYP, Backyard Poultry 386. Grape Eggs. Xylem, I believe it's pronounced. St. Louis guy. And so St. Louis guy 57. I don't want to quite just assume who you are yet. Maybe we met up there in St. Louis and we were up there. Jen Terry, training with Sonny to the show early. So this is a special show, Sonny. We are broadcasting live on location from Statesboro, Georgia. Sonny, we are on the 2010 Chicken Whisperer Tour, and we are going all over the place, Sonny, broadcasting live on Blog Talk Radio. Oh, it is Bill. Great. All right. Super, Bill. You're a great guy, Bill. Had a really tremendous time meeting you up in St. Louis, one of our biggest fans and regular listeners, and it was great posing pictures with you and getting you an autograph. That was super. So glad to meet you. You're a stand-up man. And but yes, Sonny, we are broadcasting all over the country. We just left St. Louis. We were up there for a big event. Stopped in Atlanta for a couple of days. Now we're in Savannah, Georgia, down along the coast. A week from today, folks, a week from today, we are going to be in Nashville, Tennessee, actually in Columbia, Tennessee, just south of Nashville, for a big event. That's 1 week from today. And then we'll actually be up there Thursday night, Saturday, and Sunday in Nashville, The big event will be Saturday morning. Just like today, we'll be broadcasting live in Nashville from 9 to 10, and then 10:30 to 12:30, getting started with Backstreet Class. That'll be in Nashville 1 week from today. And then, of course, from there, we'll head back to Atlanta for basically about 12 hours. And then we're going to hop a plane and head out to Dallas, Texas. We'll be in Dallas the 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th of April. We'll have events there on that Tuesday and Thursday night. And then we're going to hop a plane and we're flying to New York. And we're going to have three events in New York, one Friday and two Saturday. So, Sonny, we are on the road with Backyard Poultry with Chicken Whisperer and Blog Talk Radio. Got to love Blog Talk, allowing us to do these on-site broadcasts like we do all over the country on the 2010 Chicken Whisperer Tour. We are having an absolutely great time. Good morning, Sonny. So, thanks for joining us. And the chat room fills up today. So, yes, 2010 Chicken Whisperer, spreading the chicken love. We're having a good time. I do have to apologize. I'm not sure why. We got a lot of stuff hooked up this morning, but the live webcam is not working. You know, it works. There's only been two shows that I know of that we haven't got it to work, so the live webcam, unfortunately, today is unoperable. So I apologize for that, but Monday through Friday we normally have that, and we're going to try to see if we can't fix the problem and see why it may not be working today. But that's just kind of low on the totem pole. As long as you can hear me and we've got a great connection at Blog Talk Radio, that is all that matters. So what we're going to do here is go to a quick commercial break, and then when we come back, we'll continue our live show broadcasting from Statesboro, Georgia, here at Anderson's Feed and Anderson's General Store, like a feed and seed store here, Purina Animals, Better Animals Dealers. So we'll be back right after this short break.
Since 1947, Randall Berkey has been providing quality products to their customers. They have everything you could ever want or need for backyard poultry. Feeders, waterers, medications, supplements, nesting boxes, and even coops. Visit them online at randallberkey.com and get 10% off your entire order when you use the coupon code WHISPER. That's randallberkey.com.
One of the biggest responsibilities we have as backyard poultry owners is to keep our flocks safe from predators. Sometimes this is easier said than done. Until now, costing only pennies per day to operate, NightGuard Solar is completely weatherproof and will provide complete predator protection for years to come, using daylight or sunlight to power itself. Order your NightGuard Solar lights today at NightGuard.com. That's N-I-T-E. GUARD.com.
EggCartons.com, your discount supplier of egg cartons and poultry supplies. They carry a wide variety of egg cartons in paper, plastic, and foam, as well as a great selection of poultry supplies, including incubators, waterers, feeders, and more. Order online at EggCartons.com or call toll-free 1-888-852-5340. Free full-color catalog available. Mention the coupon code WHISPER and get 10% off your entire order. Be sure to sign up for their online newsletter for more great specials. That's eggcartons.com.
Established in 1957, GQF has become the name to trust when it comes to quality products and superior customer service. GQF offers a wide range of poultry products, including incubators, brooders, feeders, waterers, and much, much more. Give them a call at 912-236-0651 or visit them online at GQFradio.com. That's GQFradio.com.
If you're looking for a quality-made chicken coop, then look no further than Horizon Structures. When you purchase from Horizon Structures, you can rest assured that your product is produced and delivered with the highest craftsmanship through traditional value, honesty, and integrity. All chicken coops are delivered fully assembled and ready to use right away. To pick out your new Horizon Structures chicken coop, visit horizonstructures.com. That's horizonstructures.com.
Mount Healthy Hatcheries has been a hatching tradition for over 80 years. Home of the healthiest chicks, Mount Healthy Hatcheries offers a wide selection of bantams, turkeys, guineas, ducks, pheasants, and of course, meat birds and layers. Order online at mounthealthy.com. That's mthealthy.com, or give them a call at 1-800-451-5603. Don't forget to ask about their free bonus chicks offer. Mount Healthy Hatcheries, home of the healthiest chicks. Night Guard Solar would like to extend a special introductory offer to all the Chicken Whisperer listeners. Get four Night Guard Solar lights for just $100 plus shipping. That's a savings of $20. All you have to do is mention the coupon code WHISPER when you call an order. Take advantage of this great special right now by calling 1-800-328-6647. That's 1-800-328-6647, or visit them online at nightguard.com. That's NITEGUARD.com.
And the Mighty Bird Against Prejudice continues his fight for law and order. So when you hear that cry in the sky, you'll know it's Super Chicken.
All righty. Thank you very much for staying with us today on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. We are broadcasting live today from Statesboro, Georgia, home of Georgia Southern University. I know their football teams had a national championships out the wazoo over the last few years. So a great football team down here, and we are proud to be here in Statesboro, Georgia. Just wrapped up a trip to St. Louis. Had a great time. And wonderful. Good to see you in the chat room. This is a rare Saturday morning show. You know, normally we broadcast live on Blog Talk Radio Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And again, mainly for sure, our on-station shows on the 2010 Chicken Whisperer Tour. All righty, a little bit of chickens in the news, and some of it is not so grand. I want to let everybody know that though we worked our tails off over the last several weeks, driving down to the Capitol, the Georgia State Capitol, that is, under the Gold Dome downtown, and trying to really, I guess, lobby the representatives down there with House Bill 842, the Right to Farm Act, the Right to Grow Act. It was a little bit difficult task, but we put our best foot forward, and We actually got down there and presented in front of the subcommittee. Then about 2 weeks later, presented in front of the full committee. They passed both of those committees. Then they got to the rules committee and just kind of hit a bunch of wet mud. I got to lay the rules committee. We just put it up to vote there in the rules committee to get it to the floor. And, of course, I believe we have a crossover day was yesterday, I believe they call it, and where everybody's trying to squeeze their bill through the rules committee to get it voted on and passed so it can go to the floor and get it kind of passed by. Because if it doesn't make it through yesterday, then it's not going to make it through until next year. So you've got, you know, one time chance basically to try to get through next year. So Rob Miller, great guy down at the Gold, spent a lot of time down at the Gold Dome, kept me updated throughout the day yesterday. He knows I'm on the road and my plate is quite full. But if you follow us on Facebook, facebook.com, search for the Chicken Whisperer. All of our chickens in the news are there. All of our updates are there. That's probably the most updated thing to follow where we're at, what we're doing, and any kind of chickens in the news. We faxed, then we emailed. There's a big chicken. There's a big chicken here. I mean, we're talking like a life-size chicken walking around here at Anderson General Store. Bigger than life-size chicken. Yeah, that's about a six-foot-tall chicken with two legs, and actually that chicken has two arms. Oh, my goodness, they're having a great time here at Chick Days at Anderson's General Store in Statesboro. Unfortunately, it never came up to vote, and we were told things like, well, there are a lot more important things on the agenda right now than backyard chickens, so obviously, they didn't understand the full potential of backyard poultry. The three signers of the bill claiming that the government has no right to tell us how we can use our property and how we can feed our family for the most part. So that's how that ends up, why the importance of it. They really had no idea, no clue. So It was dang, so it doesn't look like this year it's going to get passed. But you know what? That gives us a whole year. It gives us a whole year to get down to the state capitol and talk to these folks. I was told, however, this is the good news. This is the good news. I was told that if it got to the floor for vote, we did have enough yes votes to pass it. And then, of course, it would have gone over to the Senate side. This would have been on the House side. It would have gone over to the Senate side for approval. But, yes, I was told, I don't know if it'd be factual information, but my sources are pretty good, that if it would have been brought up to the Rules Committee and then to the floor for vote, that we did have enough yes votes to make it pass into law. And if you're a new listener and not sure about the House Bill 842 we've been talking about over the last few weeks, it would supersede any local law or ordinance banning backyard poultry, rabbits, goats, and gardens. And again, are stating that, you know, the government is telling us how we can feed our family. And of course, chickens and rabbits and goats and gardens are ways that we can feed our family. So that's their take. But then you have everybody. So then with this bill, you have the gardeners that are supporting it. You have the backyard chickens, the backyard goat folks, the backyard rabbit folks. All of these folks are supporting this bill because they know how important it is. And of course, the great constitutionalist, keeping government out of and off our property and out of our lives, and you know, telling us what we can and can't do on our own property. But if you think you own your own property, even if you have no note, you try not paying your property taxes and see really who owns your property, and figure that one out and tell me who actually owns it. So anyway, again, continuing the stance of kind of keeping government out of our lives, but at least bad government, I should say, and corrupt government. But so the bad news is it didn't get to the floor for a vote. It didn't get out of the Rules Committee. It just kind of got stuck there. We have a whole nother year to actually get this done, contact these folks, fill their email boxes, fill their fax machines, fill their ears in person when we see them about this bill and the importance of this bill for everybody, whether it hits the fan or not, based on people actually wanting to provide for their family using their own property. So good and bad news there. I'm looking forward to the next year to try to lobby this for the good folks of the state of Georgia. And this could take precedence in all the other states, too. If we could pass this here, what a great example it would be for states all across the union. So we're looking forward to that and trying to get that done. So you want to make sure that you support it. And like I said yesterday, a lot of you did. We actually had lots of folks fax down there. I think that right now that was the best way to yesterday. I think the phone lines were, or they took them off the hook, or possibly they weren't taking calls. So the best way you could do that was fax. So, boy, we were, and Rob Miller down there were blasting out the fax numbers to everybody and trying to get the faxes done. In fact, we even sent out a way you could fax free if you didn't have a fax machine and whatnot. And, get that information, Jim. So people were faxing, and I'm sure that their fax paper, they probably went through about 50 trees of paper from the faxes that we were sending. So good and bad news regarding that. So see what's going on here in the chat room here. Lots of folks is slowly but surely starting to fill up. Thigh Rooster, Backyard Poultry 386, Chicks and Ducks. Let's see, Delandria, welcome if you're a first-time listener. Thank you very much. Eggs, a couple of guests in there, guest 136. If you're a first-time listener, thank you very much. We're broadcasting live today from Statesboro, Georgia, on the 2010 Chicken and Fish Pro Tour. We've got Xylem, Love for Poultry, St. Louis Guy, Teacher Jen, Terry, thank you very much. As the chat room slowly but surely fills up on this early Saturday morning, I know we've got a lot of listeners out in California and on the West Coast, and the issue there is it's 6:24 a.m. out there on the West Coast. So I'm just going to assume that Rhode Island Ruby, who actually yesterday was her birthday, who actually called in, was the right caller, knew the answer to the question we had, our bonus question, and won our prize yesterday. So it was a whole lot of fun yesterday. Happy birthday to her. Had a really, really great time yesterday. And we might even try to give away some prizes today with Chicken Trivia, both on the radio show. But if you're listening and you come on out to Anderson's General Store from 10:30 to 12:30, we have a great Getting Started with Backyard Poultry class here where we're going to be teaching you really about everything, getting started with backyard poultry. Our classes include the movement, getting started, routes to go to get started. Then we talk about decisions you have to make when you get started, laws, incubation, brooding, predators, coops, illness and disease. We touch on a little bit about everything here in our backyard poultry classes. And then we keep them hanging because we want them to have us come back. And so next year, yay, next year, hey, everybody, I just want to let you know, Jamie Allen and her gang or her clan just walked into Anderson's General Store. Y'all know her as Jamie Allen. And hey, how y'all doing? And so all of y'all know, and of course, Penny's not on. Penny must be sleeping late under the covers this morning. And so, but yeah, great longtime listener, huge fan. Met her down at the state capitol under the Gold Dome for Farm Bureau Day. And they live in the area, so it's awesome to get out on the road, especially when we were up in St. And we got to meet all the great folks up there, Mara and Bill. It was absolutely wonderful to see all them when they come out. And all these great Peg says hello, Jamie. Great Peg, Jamie's waving hello to her. She even dragged her husband out of bed this morning. I'm telling you what. So. And her whole clan that we always hear about on Facebook. So that's absolutely awesome to see the fans come out. It's really super and a lot of fun. So unfortunately the webcam's not working. Otherwise we'd have her in the background waving and saying hello and having all kinds of great times. So again, we broadcast normally Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. right here on Blog Talk Radio, 12 p.m. Eastern Time. We have all kinds of special guests that come on the show. We've got Dr. Bridget McRae. She's a Ph.D., poultry scientist, professor, small flock specialist on the first and third Thursdays of every month, second and fourth Thursdays of every month. Publisher of the magazine, Richard Frudenberger, he comes on and talks about self-sustaining lifestyle, solar power, wind power, biochar, the whole nine yards. And so he's very knowledgeable, obviously, otherwise he wouldn't have his magazine now, which is a great publication. And then we have Christine Heinrich, author Christine Heinrich, and she's also with the SPPA. She comes on, I think, the second Tuesday of every month, talks about heritage breeds. Then we have Jeanette Behringer that comes on the third Thursday, I believe, of maybe I have that mixed up. Second Tuesday is Jeanette Behringer with the ALBC, American Livestock Breeds Conservancy. And then on the third Tuesday of every month, we have Christine Heinrich, author of How to Raise Chickens and How to Raise Poultry, come on the show. The last Monday of every month, Dave Anderson, president of the American Poultry Association, the APA, he comes on and talks with us all about the show on the road, about chicken shows all across the country, which we will also try to hit. That's from. We've got great gardens. Every Wednesday is an Eat Your Fur, Simplify Your Life. And I'm unfortunately, not so great news, but I know she's so busy that actually the last Wednesday in April is going to be an Eat Your Fur's last day with us. She has been on the show for about 6 months, every single Wednesday. And she just has so much going on. She just launched a huge website. She has her own product line. She does her own webinars, her own seminars, and she has her own books. So her plate is very full. And so just having to commit to that every single Wednesday at 12 to 1 was getting a little out of hand for her. So I think the last Wednesday of April, but we are already looking for, not that you could ever replace a nature fur, but we are looking for a replacement for that time slot. And we've got several folks that may even split that up two and two. To talk about the self-sustaining lifestyle making simplifying your life. Because we know it used to be 85% to drop a little bit. 75% of our listeners are the gender, the young ladies out there. So we like to consider Wednesday Ladies Day, and that's what NutriCure was all about. It was a great time for ladies to tune in and get all kinds of information about baking bread and organizing your home and living self-sustaining and grains and bread baking and recipes and great things like that. And we always loved it on Wednesdays. We had a really, really good time. I'm going to see, actually, if we'll go to break here in a minute, but if Jen could get Mike Anderson, the owner of Anderson's store and I think also Bullock Fertilizer Company. And this is an absolutely beautiful store. If you're riding by, for all betters, it looks like a huge, 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 beautiful barn, like a lot of the better animals, Purina dealers. Beautiful dealer. You walk in and they've got Crocs, they've got boots, they've got ladies' boots, kids' boots, outside boots, indoor boots. They've got clothing, again, hats, clothing, shirts, pants, overalls. I see a pair. It's over there for the ladies. They've got chicken supplies, horse supplies, rabbit supplies, dog supplies, cat supplies. They've got jewelry. I'm looking at belt buckles and watches, jewelry and cufflinks, necklaces for the ladies, shirts, fencing material, jeans. And, of course, since it's Chick Days, they've got a big, big water trough over here set up with probably about 100 chicks. They're about a week old, and all the great breeds are over there. So you can come in and pick out your chicks for your backyard or your farm right here from Anderson's Feed and Seed and get ready to start raising them. Take them home, put them in the brood. Make sure your brooder is what it needs to be, your baby chick's first home for the first 6 to 8 weeks of its life. And the purpose of a brooder, again, is to keep your chicks warm, dry, safe, and, of course, to have a feed and water source for them. And so you want to have some type of heat source. Always be aware of the fire hazard when you set up a brooder if you're using some type of heat source with the brooder lamp, the brooder light. You always want to make sure it's something as simple as a cardboard box to do that. So what we're going to do is we're going to go to a quick commercial break. We'll come back. We're going to be talking with the owner of Anderson's General Store right here on Blog Talk Radio, Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. Stay right with us. We'll be back right after this short break.
Let me tell you something. Come on, put your hand back there.
McMurray Hatchery is the world's oldest and largest rare breed hatchery. They have been providing their customers quality poultry since 1917 and have more than 110 different breeds to choose from. Be sure to sign up for their weekly special email at McMurrayHatchery.com and receive a $5 internet exclusive coupon to use on your first internet order. McMurray Hatchery, the world's largest and oldest rare breed hatchery.
There will always be something that will love your chickens more than you. That's why I use NightGuard Solar to protect my flock. NightGuard Solar has successfully been manufacturing and selling NightGuard Solar lights for over 12 years and offers a one-year warranty and complete money-back guarantee. No waiting. NightGuard Solar will be shipped within 48 hours of your order. Order your NightGuard Solar lights today at NightGuard.com. That's NITEGUARD.com.
Hey, it's the Chicken Whisperer. If you're in the market for a new incubator, then look no further than GQF. They have a great selection of tabletop and cabinet-style incubators at prices you can afford. I love my GQF Genesis Model 1588. It has a large picture window and an automatic thermostat, which makes for a better hatch every time. Go pick out your new incubator at GQFRadio.com. That's GQFRadio.com. EggCartons.com, your discount supplier of egg cartons and poultry supplies. They carry a wide variety of egg cartons in paper, plastic, and foam, as well as a great selection of poultry supplies, including incubators, waterers, feeders, and more. Order online at EggCartons.com or call toll-free 1-888-852-5340. Free full-color catalog available. Mention the coupon code WHISPER and get 10% off your entire order. Be sure to sign up for their online newsletter for more great specials. That's eggcartons.com. Ideal Poultry has been a family-owned and operated business since 1937. Their business is built on customer service and quality poultry, from rare white and brown egg layers to broilers, ducks, turkeys, and bantams. Ideal Poultry is the largest supplier of backyard poultry in the United States, shipping close to 5 million chicks annually. Visit them online at idealpoultry.com. That's idealpoultry.com.
Actually, in reality, I am Super Chicken.
Alrighty, thank you very much for staying with us today on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. We are broadcasting live on location from Statesboro, Georgia, at the wonderful and beautiful Purina Better Animals dealer, Anderson's General Store, right down the street from Georgia Southern University. I want to remind everybody or let you know, because I'm sure you've already missed her wonderful, wonderful voice and her humor and her knowledge, that is Pat Forman. Pat was called into the pharmacy this morning. She was unable to do it. You know that she lives up in, and she is a my co-host. She was not able to attend this Saturday show. So at this point, I want to go ahead and introduce the owner of Anderson's General Store here in Statesboro, Georgia, Mike Anderson. Mike, thank you very much for hosting this event. It's Chick Days with Purina, and thank you very much for having us. Your hospitality so far has been absolutely superior.
Well, thank you, Andy. We're just glad to have you here, and we look forward to having a good show here and having a good Chick Day.
Absolutely, the Chick Days. I know we had a little bit of a hard time because it is the season of getting some chicks, but y'all had some delivered last week. Y'all kind of set aside for the event today, and we appreciate that. And that's one heck of a brooder you got over there. Let me tell you, y'all set it up right the first time. I'm telling you, it looks great.
Well, this is not our first rodeo, so we've kind of learned over the years, but it does work pretty good.
Absolutely. Now, I know that it's got to be a challenge, Chick Days. I know you're looking forward to it, and a lot of dealers are like, here we go. But then a lot of times kind of in the back, oh, here we go with Chick Days. Because I know that you've got a lot of nice items in here, and baby chicks, they can get kind of dusty, can't they?
They can. And, you have to do a pretty good job of kind of looking after the cleanliness part of it. But it's a lot of fun and kind of gives the store a little different appearance for a short period of time. And, we run it about a month, so it works pretty good. Our people do a really good job.
Yeah, they're absolutely doing a great job. Tell us, we just came back from St. Louis. We were talking with some of the big wigs, if you will, with Purina, and how they've seen both at headquarters and the local sales rep there, how their chick line, the Sun Fresh recipe, the scratch grains, the start and grow, the layina, and the grower all have just kind of increased tremendously over the years due to the backyard poultry industry. And have you seen that as a local dealer down here with the increase in people wanting to get into backyard poultry?
We have. There are a lot of interested people wanting to know where the food comes from. Have your own chicks and raise your own eggs, and we have seen a lot of increase. Some people want to know where they can get good quality products from. If you're in a has a long history of that, so that they're well respected in the chicken.
That's absolutely awesome, folks. If y'all have any questions, for you can put them in the chat room here for Mike Anderson, the owner of Anderson's General Store here in Statesboro, Georgia. Also, if people aren't familiar with the, I guess, how do we call it, the new feed and seed store generation out there, is when they walk in, is that I've seen really now all over that, you know, in fact, there was a dealer just north of Atlanta, PC Country, which is a Purina Better Animals dealer, and they said really the majority of their customers that walk through that door these days are women.
That's right. Our female breakdowns about 65-70%. So we do have a lot of ladies shopping with us, and that certainly has changed over the years.
Yeah, in fact, we were just talking a little bit earlier. Our listener base is about 70. It was about 85, and now it's down to about 75% women as well. So they're coming in. So obviously you cater to them, what not just picking up items for their homestead and their farm, but anything they may need while they're in here, gift items while they're here, so they don't have to make enough. Their hats, their clothing, their boots, and everything like that. So for men and women, they often cater to both, not just for supplies for the homestead, but personal items and clothing as well.
We spend a lot of time, our folks that buy, they look at that, and they see some, for instance, some chicken items that may be a picture that hangs on the wall, or maybe a lamp, or you know something that has a theme of that outside poultry. And yeah, that's right, exactly right. So we try to look for those kind of things that they know, you know, people like that will enjoy.
Super. Well, we're expecting a big crowd today. The class, we have about 20 minutes left of the radio show, and then, of course, our class, Getting Started with Backyard Poultry, will start right here. They have a whole section of the store cordoned off for us with our broadcast table, and this will be our head table for the class that will start here in about an hour, about 10:30. We'll get started with the class in the last couple of hours. We'll be doing autographs and pictures. We've got a lot of great trivia and trivia prizes to give away. So, Mike Anderson, thank you very much for hosting this event today, Chick Days with Purina, and having us down again. This is our second time here. Beautiful store you have here, and a great town. We'd love to come to Statesboro.
Well, thank you. We're glad to have y'all. We've got a lot of interest around Statesboro. I think we'll have a good crowd today, so make yourself at home.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it. All righty, folks. That was Mike Anderson, owner of Anderson's store. Here we go. Anderson's General Store So, yeah, we had a great interview with him. He does have a beautiful story at the Purina Better Animals dealer right here in Statesboro, Georgia. I think that it's time to have a little chicken trivia, Jen, for our listeners out there. We're going to have plenty of chicken trivia for our classes, our class coming up here in about an hour. And so I think it's about time to have some chicken trivia live on the radio. And so, I want to make sure I get plugged back up. Perfect. All righty. Yeah, so we're going to have a little way, just a little bit of chicken trivia. So I'm going to go to just a really, not a regular, but just a really short break so we can get geared up for the trivia. When we come back after the break, we'll give our chicken trivia question a run and see who can call in and who may know the chicken trivia question. So while we get geared up for that, take a listen to our sponsors.
One of the biggest responsibilities we have as backyard poultry owners is to keep our flock safe from predators. Sometimes this is easier said than done. Until now, costing only pennies per day to operate, Night Guard Solar is completely weatherproof and will provide complete predator protection for years to come, using daylight or sunlight to power itself. Order your Night Guard Solar lights today at nightguard.com. That's NITEGUARD.com. McMurray Hatchery is the world's oldest and largest rare breed hatchery. They have been providing their customers quality poultry since 1917 and have more than 110 different breeds to choose from. Be sure to sign up for their weekly special email at McMurrayHatchery.com and receive a $5 internet exclusive coupon to use on your first internet order. McMurray Hatchery, the world's largest and oldest rare breed hatchery. If you're looking for a quality made chicken coop, then look no further than Horizon Structures. When you purchase from Horizon Structures, you can rest assured that your product is produced and delivered with the highest craftsmanship through traditional value, honesty, and integrity. All chicken coops are delivered fully assembled and ready to use right away. To pick out your new Horizon Structures chicken coop, visit horizonstructures.com. That's horizonstructures.com. Are you looking for a unique gift idea for that chicken, horse, or cattle lover? Well, look no further than Hoof and Hen Ranch. They provide necessary, helpful, unusual, and interesting products that relate to chickens, horses, and other animals and livestock. Located on a small farm in Beaumont, Texas, Hoof and Hen Ranch promises to deliver quality products and customer service to their customers. Place your order today at hoofandhenranch.com. That's hoofandhenranch.com.
How would you like a punch in the beak?
This looks like a job for Super Chicken. You get the super sauce, I'll don my super suit.
All righty, thank you very much for staying with us today. Let me make sure all my plug-ins are plugged in. Take calls from anywhere in the country. And our chicken trivia question for today, let me tell you what you're going to be playing for. You'll be playing for, and we may have a couple of these, so let's just kind of spread the love around. We'll just say one bag right now, because maybe we can do two or three of these chicken trivia on the air instead of giving someone three bags. One bag, that could be up to a $15 value depending on where you live across the country. A 150-pound bag of Purina Mills Sun Fresh Recipe chicken feed, your choice. Scratch Grain, Start and Grow, Leyena, and Grower. So you've got your choice on whatever you want. And the question is, let me give you the number to call here. Anywhere in the country, 347-637-3237. Jen will put that in the chat room as well. The number to call in if you know the answer to this trivia question, 347-637-3237. That's our guest call-in number. So anywhere in the country, if you know the answer to this first trivia question we're going to have for you for one 50-pound bag of Sun Fresh Recipe chicken feed mailed right to your door. All righty. Right before the hen lays the egg, right before, she puts a coating on that egg. And this special coating protects the egg from any bacteria and disease. The egg's, the shell's pretty porous. And so right before she lays the egg, she the last thing it's done before the egg is laid, she puts a coating on the egg. And we want to know what that coating is called, that protective layer, if you will, before the egg is laid. If you know the official name of that special protective layer or coating, give us a call, 347-637-3237. That's 347-637-3237. We'll light up the switchboard, and we'll take caller number three. Caller number three at, again, 347-637-3237. What is the protective layer on the egg that the hen puts on right before it is laid? So we'll give you a couple of minutes to call in if you know that. Perfect. And while I'm doing that, I'm going to see also here what's going on as far as chickens in the news. Here we go. Perfect. Radio show has been marked a favorite. Perfect. Want to remind everybody that you can, and we encourage you to do that. If you're at Blog Talk Radio, if you're at our homepage, you can go ahead and please mark this radio show as a favorite and request to be on our friends list there at Blog Talk Radio. There's many ways you can find out about us. One is our official website, chickenwhisperer.net. That's chickenwhisperer.net. You can even get Chicken Whisperer gear there at our website. We've got shirts and hats, keychains, mouse pads, mugs, all kinds of great Chicken Whisperer gear at our website, chickenwhisperer.net. We are expanding on that Chicken Whisperer gear daily. So check back so you never know what item we may next have there at our website. Probably our most updated site is our Facebook page. Just go to facebook.com/chickenwhisperer. Join us. 1,700 fans on our Facebook page, and join us there. That's probably the most updated place as far as where we post chickens in the news, where we're going to be, what we're doing, and things like that. So you can definitely check us out there. And, of course, our Twitter page, twitter.com/backyardpoultry, all kinds of places that you can find us, follow us, and then get our schedule. So then we can actually meet you. You can come on out. We can give you a big hug. All righty, we've got caller number three here. So I'm going to get down their information, because I'll have to call them after the show, maybe Monday, and get their shipping address. Make sure I get down the prize here. One bag. Okay, so this is going to be for one bag of Purina Sun Fresh Recipe Choice. Your choice, 50-pound bag. So we're going to go ahead and try to get over here and if these buttons will actually work. No, this is right here, caller. All righty, if you're calling from area code 305, you're on the air. State your name and where you're calling from.
Pablo from Miami, Florida.
Pablo, thank you very much. This is the same Pablo that's on my on Facebook, right?
That is correct. Yes, sir.
It's so nice to finally talk with you. I know you've been, really, since we started our Facebook page, you've been a friend and fan and follower there, and so thank you very much for continuing to follow us and comment and always suggest ideas on our page. So it's great. If you can let us know, here's the big question, what is the protective layer that the hen puts on the egg right before it's laid?
Is it called the bloom?
That is correct. It is called the bloom. That protective layer that the hen puts on the egg right there is called the bloom. Absolutely, that is the answer we were looking for. And so you are, so far, the first one here. Many more I know we'll have for the show as well, but for the radio show, first winner, Pablo. Number one, it's an honor and pleasure to meet you finally, because I know that you've been following us on Facebook for a long, long time. So it's a pleasure to finally talk to you. Thank you for playing. Congratulations. And we'll get to, I'm going to call you. It'll probably be Monday sometime. I'll call this number and I'll get your mailing address, get you that free coupon for the Purina Mills 50-pound bag of Sun Fresh Recipe Feed.
Thank you, Andy. And just to let you guys know, I'm a very big fan of your show.
I know. It's great. And I thank you so much for that. I do. It's an honor to finally talk to you, because I know we've been chatting back and forth on Facebook a lot over the many, many months. And so, well, thank you very much. I know you can't listen a lot during the week, so these Saturday shows will be really good to have you listen on Saturdays. And, of course, the show is always archived, so people can listen 24/7. Are you in the chat room?
Yes,
today?
I am. I'm actually as the rooster.
Ah, okay. I know I've seen you before. When I mentioned earlier, I said, I know I've seen that screen name in there before. And so we'll just have to start looking for that on Saturdays when it's a little bit more convenient for you to listen. So, Pablo, thank you very much.
I normally live Monday through Friday on the archive. I work.
On the archive, right.
Right.
No, exactly. And we appreciate that because we've got, you can listen on iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, Zune, podcast.com. We listed all of those. Just go to any of those and search for The Chicken Whisperer. Pablo, thank you very much for calling. You have a wonderful weekend, and thanks for listening. Congratulations.
Likewise.
All righty, folks. There we have our first winner, Pablo. And it's so nice to finally talk to Pablo calling from Florida. So that's absolutely wonderful. And he's been following us, as you've heard, for a long, long time, one of our biggest and longest listeners and fans. I think it's the first time he's ever called in, first time I've ever talked to him, first time. So congratulations to Pablo. Again, we are having a great time here broadcasting live from Statesboro, Georgia at Anderson's General Store. Having an absolutely great time. And I think we may just try to go to the phone lines here again in just a second and actually get them and try to win some more and give away some more. Purina Sun Fresh Recipe chicken feet. Of course, you got your scratch grains, your start and grow, your grower. You got, of course, the flock block. The coupon wouldn't be good for the flock block, but if you're there, you might as well pick one up. Jen and I really love the flock block because it keeps our birds busy. It's great. It's almost like a scratch that is kind of a molasses holds it together in one big block, if you're familiar with a salt block or a mineral block. But the chickens absolutely, absolutely love it, dude. Other than a good one. Hang on one second. Oops. Just watering a little bit here. There we go. Okay, perfect. And for you, I want to thank you for listening today. Let me get on over here to the chat room. And my, oh my, is it ever actually filling up? Chat room's always full during the week. It's so good to see it fill up here during the week. Yeah, that'll be a good question. We could do that. Okay, we're going to go ahead and do another chicken trivia question for you today. And everybody's going to be probably knowing this one, especially to keep backyard poultry, but we like to have winners. We like to keep it kind of simple for you. And so we'll go ahead and get started with this next trivia question, and it's going to be, we know what a coop is. It's a place where our chickens can go in and roost at night. It keeps them protected from predators. It's got doors on it. It's got the perch in there, the roost in there, nesting boxes in there, and all that's great. But when the chickens come out of the coop, they normally go into a what? That's what we're looking for. They normally go into a what? This is an area outside. Sometimes it's covered. Sometimes it's not. But inside the coop, it's still a protected area outside the coop. Sometimes it has netting over it or netting around it. But whenever the chickens come out of the coop, they go out into the what? To scratch around and take their dust baths, get some sun, get some air. We're looking for a particular name for this area where your chickens go when they come outside of the coop. So this, again, will be for another bag of Sun Fresh Recipe, Purina Mill Sun Fresh Recipe, 50-pound bag of feed, your choice. So if you know the answer to that, you can give us a call. Again, we'll take, let's take call number four this time at 347-637-3237. That's 347-637-3237. This will probably be our last one as we wrap it up. We've got about 5 minutes left of the show. So if you know what that area is called, go ahead and give us a call in right now at 347-37-3237. What is that area called outside the coop where the chickens can go out and take their dust baths, get a little sunshine, scratch around for bugs? If you know, then just go ahead and give us a call. Again, just so everybody knows, caller number four. There it is. All righty, we're going right now to caller number four. I'm going to go ahead and try to get them on the air so we can get this done. All righty, caller, you are on the air calling from area code 770. Area code 770. Let me give you the next three numbers because we've got a few 70. Caller number 4770309. You are on the air live on Backyard Culture. State your name and where are you calling from?
Go ahead, in Dallas.
Liz in Dallas.
Okay, one more time. Who is it?
Liz in Dallas.
Liz in Dallas. In Dallas, Georgia, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. All righty, Liz in Dallas. If you can tell us what that area is where the hens go out and the roosters and everybody else take dust baths, hang out, scratch for bugs outside of the coop, you're going to win a 50-pound bag of scratch drains from Purina Mills. What is your answer?
The Run.
The Run. That is absolutely correct. 100% correct, actually. And that's the answer we were looking for, is the Run. Little protected area outside the coop. And the Run can be huge. Run can be small. It can be wired, it can be covered, but the answer we were looking for was the Run when they go outside of the coop. Liz, thank you very much for calling in, listening, being a fan of the Backyard Culture, the Chicken Whisperer Radio Show. That is correct, and congratulations. You've won a 50-pound bag of Purina Mills, Sun French recipe. That coupon voucher will be sent out to you. I'll call you on Monday. Get that mailing information for you. We'll get sent out that Monday so your chicks can get some good old all-natural Purina Sun Fresh recipe chicken feed. Liz, thank you very much for tuning in today. I hope you have a wonderful weekend there in Dallas.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye. All righty, there we go, folks. Looks like we've got about 3 minutes left, so I'm going to kind of wrap it up here from broadcasting live here in Statesboro, Georgia, at Anderson's General Store, a Purina Better Animals dealer. We're set up here, and about 30 minutes from now, we're going to start a Getting Started with Backyard Poultry workshop here in this store. In the classroom, we've got lots of great handouts from a lot of our sponsors. We're going to have a lot more chicken trivia. We've got books. We've got prints. We've got a water. We've got a night guard light that we're going to be giving away. We've got autographs. We've got pictures, the whole nine yards that we're going to have here. We've got about 100 chicks that they're selling here for Chick Days here at the Purina Mills Better Animals dealer, Anderson store. And, of course, we all missed Pat today. Pat had been called in to the pharmacy. So, of course, we're going to miss Pat today, my co-host, wonderful author, and poultry advocate. But Pat will be joining us again on Monday, again this Monday. And I think I'm going to have to check the calendar, but I'm pretty sure this Monday is the last Monday of the month. Can you believe that April is almost here? I just absolutely can't believe it. 2010. It was amazing when it arrived, but now April's almost here. But I think this Monday is the last Monday of the month, which means Dave Anderson, president of the American Poultry Association, APA, should be joining us live, talking about the show scene, if you will, upcoming shows, past shows, winners of shows, and anything else that we need to talk about regarding if you show backyard poultry, some of the bigger shows that are coming up all across. That'll be coming up on Monday. So we're looking forward to that. And then Tuesday, Christine Heinrich is going to be with us, and I think she's going to be talking about the Polish breed of chicken. That'll be on Tuesday. And then Wednesday, we'll have Anitra Kerr. She'll be back on the show this Wednesday. And then Thursday, we'll have Dr. Bridget McCray joining us. And then Friday, next Friday, there may not be a show on Friday. You know what? Maybe there will be, because I was planning on being on the road on Friday, but I think we're actually leaving for Nashville now Thursday night, so we can be there Friday all day for media interviews, TV, radio, and newspaper. So there just might be a show in Nashville somewhere on Friday, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So great week coming up with all kinds of great guests, all kinds of great knowledge that you can tune in and learn about keeping backyard poultry. Congratulations to Pablo. Congratulations to Liz. Pablo's Dallas, Georgia, for winning today's two chicken at trivia questions. Come on out to Anderson's General Store. We're going to start the class here in about 30 minutes once we wrap up the broadcast table, turn it into a teaching table, and we're going to have a lot of great time and a lot of learning about backyard poultry. So tune in Monday morning, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Blog Talk Radio. And again, for all of our sponsors, Pat Foreman, Blog Talk Radio, my wife Jen, this is the Chicken Whisperer, and y'all have an absolutely fun and wonderful weekend. And we will see you Monday at 12 p.m. Have a great weekend, folks. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, tomorrow.